It's here and now, and negotiations over Iran's nuclear program resume this Friday in New York between Iran and six world powers. The latest talks are aimed at giving Iran relief from sanctions if Iran accepts strict limits intended to keep it from acquiring a nuclear weapon. The last negotiations ended in July with only an agreement to keep trying for a few more months. NPR's Steve Inskeep sat down with Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, who's in New York for those negotiations and for the UN General Assembly. Zarif said that Iran was ready for a deal, but that the U.S. has been less than honest in negotiations. He said there was too much opposition to a deal among Americans.
So if they think any deal with Iran is a bad idea, there's no amount of no amount of assurance that is inherent in any deal that could satisfy them, because they're not interested in a deal, period, and they'll try to use excuses to kill a deal.
Zarif also addressed the situation in Iraq and the possibility that Iran and the U.S. could work together in their fight against their common enemy, ISIS.
Could there be a situation where in some military headquarters in Iraq, there's an American advisor standing there and an Iranian advisor standing 5 feet away?
I don't think so, because I do not believe that the type of activity that the United States is interested in engaging in is similar to helping Iraqis defend their territory.
What is the difference between Iran's approach and the U.S.?
We work with the people. We work with the government. We don't tell them what to do. We don't instruct them what to do. We help. We help in whatever way we can. And that makes us quite different from the United States. The United States is a major military power. That has created an illusion in the United States that it can coerce, that it can order people around, that it can instruct people on how to deal with their problems. That's not how we see ourselves.
Steve Inskeep talking with the Iranian foreign minister. You can hear the rest of that conversation tomorrow on Morning Edition.